We've come again to the Lord's table. This is a supper, and we are reenacting something, but we're also entering into a spiritual reality. As we come to the table this morning, I was thinking about how when I was a kid, we were constantly bombarded in the world in which I lived, bombarded by images that marketed a number of things. One of them was fast food. Lots of fast food advertisements, TV commercials, billboards. We would see these TV commercials where a juicy hamburger was the focus. That's what they were trying to sell. And it would fill the entire screen. And so the result of that would be, back then, looking at our little TVs that were maybe, I don't know, 18 inches high, you would be looking at this image of an 18-inch tall hamburger or French fries falling in slow motion. And you would see people there, happy kids, happy people sitting around a table in a restaurant booth with food, this food in front of them. And so how did that affect us as kids? Well, riding around in the back of the car, mom and dad driving, we would go past these brightly colored fast food restaurants. They were everywhere. And as we drove by frequently, we would ask dad, can we go to McDonald's? Can we go to Wendy's? Can we go out to eat? We'd been conditioned by all that advertisement, all those images, all those promises to want to go to these places. Those images convinced us that in those places, we would find some satisfaction. Those images convinced us that in those places, we would find, at least just for a moment, happy human relationships. And so we asked again and again to be there, to have that food, to have those good times together. Now I'm older, and really I feel a little ill, a little over-greased from some of that fast food. And I can sit around happy at home. I don't have to be in those places. At this table, we are served something very small. And we're served something very small in a community with other people. And it's something of a communion, not of happy times, but it's something of a joint experience of sorrow, of suffering, and of joy. But it's a meal at a table that's advertising something. This meal is a meal, but this meal is also an advertisement. This is an advertisement for another table, for a feast that every one of you who knows Jesus Christ, every one of you is headed to this feast that will be full of laughter and of love. And when Jesus comes again, we're going to be at this table, and it's going to be a meal of deepest satisfaction. Every good thing that you really wanted, every truly good thing that you wanted, it's going to be there. It's a reality. At that table, we're going to see Jesus. We're going to see him as he is, and we are going to be seen. We are going to be known. And what will be known about us is that we're blameless. Not just that our sins are forgiven. We will be seen on that day as people who will never again sin. An end to our sins. Not just forgiven, but finished people. Now in this meal, we're going to take bread. That's the advertisement for what Jesus did, as well as advertising the meal to come. Jesus in the bread, he took the form of sinful flesh, our sinful flesh. In this meal, we take wine. That is an advertisement of what Jesus did then and what he's accomplished for the future. Jesus died to obtain forgiveness for the sinful people. So when you take the supper, this is what you're saying. Jesus has cleansed me, and Jesus will complete me. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. He said, do this in remembrance of me until I return, and he will feed us as we do this. If you have come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son, through the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart, if you believe the gospel that was preached here, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to take the supper. But if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, if you haven't come to know Jesus this way, we ask that you not take the supper. But we do ask that you stay, that you just sit back, take it all in. We'd love to talk to you more about this. Now let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you in this table. We come with these symbols, we come to the spiritual reality of what you've done, and we pray that you would nourish the new life in us, convince our faith, increase our hope that we are truly cleansed by what you've done. Increase our hope and our belief and our encouragement and our sight to be able to see the work of the Holy Spirit in us, changing us, giving us victory over sin, giving us hatred over sin. We pray, Lord, that you would continue us along the way, sharpen, deepen, strengthen our loyalty to you as we take this supper. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.